Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And welcome to it. It's Feedback. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this, a rather snowy, icy, slippery Tuesday. Welcome to the program. The phone number, of course, 715-845-2155. I would like to take a little bit of a more lighthearted approach to today's program than what we did yesterday. Not that there was anything wrong with what we did yesterday, but I know that sometimes you can only do so much heavy lifting before you you rupture something.
All right,
so
here's two for you. We could continue the conversation about the most annoying Christmas songs on the planet that we started this morning. Yeah. And yesterday, one of the guys I follow on Twitter, Jason Whitlock, who's a columnist for ESPN, suggested that the Justin Timberlake blank in a box sketch on Saturday Night Live was the funniest sketch in SNL history. I suggested that it wasn't, but...
I'm going to have to check it. I did not see this. I don't get the chance to watch SNL anymore, but I will say this. Timberlake, while I don't like his music...
He's pretty talented.
The guy's got talent.
Yeah.
The guy's got
some chops. In many
areas.
Yeah, he's singing, acting, the whole
shebang. All right, let's go to the phones. I believe Roberta. I apologize. Roberta, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Roberta, are you there? I was thinking aliens. Aliens have come down, and either that or are we routing our phone system through the Obamacare website again?
I don't know. This new phone system. We mentioned the other day the movie War Games. Remember when the general walks up to Dabney Coleman's character, who's the head of the computer, and he says,
"Yeah,
my take on your computer is that it sucks. I've come to the conclusion that your computer sucks."
It's only what you put into it, bro. Garbage in, garbage out. That's just the way they work. Well, let's talk about technology. While Roberta gets retrieved from the alien spacecraft and is brought back to us, let's talk about technology for just a minute.
The robots in Japan?
No, I'm not talking about... You are just all
excited.
Well,
you wanted to keep it lighthearted today.
Yeah, well, that's perverted, so no. You were talking, or we were talking about self-driving cars, autonomous cars.
Right.
And you were saying, no, that's, you know, it's just not going to hit. It's not going to be there.
Not for a while. Not in our lifetime, probably.
To that, I say, ha. Nissan Motor Company said that their self-driving version of its electric Leaf car made its first foray onto public roads this week. It's a guidance system called Autonomous Drive.
Oh, the self-driving car. I was thinking you were talking about flying cars. Okay. Self-driving cars, okay.
I'm sorry. Did I use too big of a word?
Yes, you did.
Autonomous?
Yeah.
I am so sorry, Tom.
I thought you said air-tonomous. brother. Because we were talking about flying cars the other day, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Self-driving cars, okay. I'll see those in our lifetime.
Yeah, you will.
As
a matter of fact, your next car may be self-driving. Of course, the way that you drive,
would you
yes.
feel confident allowing
absolutely.
The car to drive itself?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really,
I would love
in
it
in traffic.
Yeah, yeah, I absolutely would. Anyway, the Leaf drove on Japan's Sagami Expressway in Kanagawa Prefecture. The vice chairman said that the vehicle performed perfectly. It drove down a section of road heavily traveled. And even found a parking space and parked itself.
Well, I want to see you in a Nissan Leaf all electric
that
car.
Ain't
I'm
going to
take a picture of that.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to happen. So Volvo, anyway, they're saying that this car should be ready to go to consumers by the year 2020. And why do I sound like Barbara Walters when I do 2020? By 2020, the consumer should be able to get their hands on the Japanese Leaf. However, Volvo, not wanting to be undone, said that their self-driving vehicle, autonomous to the rest of us, their self-driving vehicle will be on the roads by 2017. Now, everyone is going to push now to make not everyone, but most of the major car manufacturers, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, GM, Ford, etc., they are going to push for self-driving vehicles. They want to be on the cutting edge of this technology. You can make money by being a follower. You make the most money by being the leader. the one that puts it out there first, or you're the one that gets all the lawsuits.
That's right. Get the bugs out, and then somebody follows behind and scrapes it all up. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, oh, we're going to learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine. All right, Roberta, you're back on with us. Thank you for calling back.
Not a problem. I was calling regarding that Men of Honor thing, which is really awesome to do for our vets.
Yes, ma'am.
But there is, I've heard of another not-for-profit organization out there that takes donations for the vets down in King. And a lot of these donations go to the homeless vets that are in this area.
Excellent, excellent thing to do.
The other group is called Ultimate Sacrifice.
Okay.
And they're not-for-profit. And like I said, there's things on the list that go to these homeless vets. And, you know, just to see their faces when they, you know, get things like even a clean T-shirt, or even toothbrushes and things like that, flip-flops to wear into a shower. I mean, things like that. I mean, because these guys have nothing.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in and giving us that information. What's the name of the group again?
It's called Ultimate Sacrifice.
Ultimate Sacrifice.
Right. And it is totally supportive on donations and anything that is taken in by this group, that money goes towards purchasing things for these vets.
Thank you, Roberta, for calling in. That's an awesome organization. Thank you. And this is, unfortunately, like we've said before on the program, let's not just do this and be generous to those that are in need at this time of year. Let's try and do it all year long. So back to the self-driving car. Google has had a fleet of self-driving cars on the road for quite a long time.
Have they told us about it, or are they just out there driving themselves?
Well, a lot of these, the Google Map cars that are out there, a lot of them are self-driving,
really?
Especially in not very populated areas of the world where they are just trying to get street views. Off they go. Google is pushing to be the leader for the technology for self-driving vehicles. So this is awesome. This is fantastic competition. However, in reading this article, I found out something I didn't know, and I am not happy about. If I ask you a question, who owns Volvo, what would you say?
You're going to tell me it's the Chinese?
Yeah, it is the Chinese. Ford Motor Company bought Volvo in 1999 and held it till 2010. I thought Volvo was still a Ford Motor Company subsidiary. It's not. In 2010, Ford sold it to Premier Automotive Group Greeley Holdings, which is Chinese Investing Group.
All right, but the Volvos are still going to be manufactured elsewhere?
They are still manufactured in Sweden.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that bothers me. Let's talk cars. When General Motors bailed out Saab, General Motors bought Saab. General Motors went to the engineers and manufacturers of Saab, and they said, all right, here's what we're going to do. You are now going to take our Vauxhall unit that we sell in Australia, and you're going to change the badges, and you're going to change some fender molding, and you're going to label it as a Saab, and you're going to sell it. And the guys that make Saab go, oh, yeah, nine. Or whatever.
Yeah, they'll say nine. No.
I'll say Saab is Swedish. The Swedes speak
They don't
Swedish.
Speak German.
Well, there's some of them.
I'll look
did
up.
For
I'll
a
look
while.
Up what no is in Swedish.
Okay, right? Thank you. Anyway, the Saab builders said no, we're not going to do that. They continued to make it on their own. They refused to do what the General Motors engineers were telling them to do, and now Saab is no more. Saab is gone. You no longer can buy the funky turtle car. This is what is bothering me about Volvo. I've had one, two, three Volvos now. I love Volvos. They are simple and clean and minimalist, and they drive great. They run great. I loved my Volvos. I really did. Now what I'm wondering, though, is what kind of influence will the Chinese put on the Volvo manufacturing? As you know, Chinese manufacturing is not known for high quality. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm concerned. I was very disappointed when I was reading about Volvo developing their self-driving cars. I was like, well, wait a minute. I don't want Chinese influence on the Volvo line.
By the way, the Swedish language has two words for no.
Yes.
Nej.
Nej.
Or ingen. I-N-G-E-N.
All right, so that's Swedish for no. That's too difficult. I'm going to continue to say nein. All right. Hey, you have to admit, for a while there back in the 40s, there were a lot of people in that country that did say no that way. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk to a neighbor of the Swedes, kind of, sort of, the Icelandic land. We're going to talk about their issue with a violent crime that happened for the first time in their history. We'll be right back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.
Yeah, that's the button. Welcome back. 715-845-2155 as we jump back into the segment. All right. So in Iceland, it is not a large nation. As a matter of fact, Iceland has a very small population. Unless you've been Googling it over there and you already know what I'm going to ask, how many people do you think, what's the total population of Iceland? Total population of Iceland.
I haven't been Googling it. I got sidetracked from
I don't even want to know what you've
been
doing.
From the Swedish language to something else.
The Swedish bikini team, I'm sure. Is that what you've been doing through the entire break, is Googling the Swedish bikini team?
No, not the bikini team.
The men's swim team?
Population of Iceland, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. This morning's feedback pop quiz.
1.2 million people.
Wow, I admire your enthusiasm. 320,000.
That's it, huh?
That is all there is to the population of Iceland, which I think is really interesting because apparently Greenland is the frozen tundra that nobody wants to go to. Iceland is beautiful, and they named it to keep people away from Iceland.
Mm.
They said, oh, no, go to Greenland. It's gorgeous over there. You want to go over there. So they all go to Greenland and die, and the people of Iceland are like, no, we're fine.
Yeah.
Everything's here. All right. There was a police shooting. Police in Iceland Monday shot a gunman the first time that they have done that in the nation's history. Iceland has a population of 320,000. As you can imagine, a very low crime rate. Gun violence is extremely rare, and regular police force does not even carry firearms.
Right.
I cannot pronounce this guy's first name, but his last name is Johannesson. He is the national commissioner of the Icelandic police. Said that this incident is unprecedented. Police officers were called to an apartment in Reykjavik early Monday when a man fired a shotgun from inside the apartment. Two policemen who were not armed were shot at when trying to enter the gunman's apartment. Witnesses told local media that a smoke bomb was thrown into the apartment through a broken window. They tried to subdue the man. Special armed unit then entered, fired at the man, who was rushed to the hospital where he died.
All right. I can understand if you have virtually no crime in the country that the police force doesn't, the regular police force doesn't carry guns.
Sure. You have a special team that is trained if it ever happens.
So why didn't they get sent right away when somebody fired a shotgun in this apartment? Why was it two unarmed policemen who were trying to enter the apartment?
I would be willing to bet, and we're going on complete speculation now because there's no information regarding this. But shotguns are legal in Iceland for hunting. So I am assuming that this is not the first time that they've had someone fire a gun in aggravation or anger. And the procedures in the past has been, Sven, or whatever your name is, you probably ought to calm down, put the gun down,
Once again, I don't think Sven is an Icelandic name.
Let's go have some lutefisk and...
You're mixing up your
really?
Scandinavian countries.
I don't even
think Iceland qualifies as a Scandinavian country. Iceland is Iceland.
Right. Iceland is more off of the coast of North America than it is... Anyway.
Their first names have a lot of consonants.
Yeah, I know. That's why I couldn't pronounce the guys. It's like JKRZ3 backwards 7. And like I don't know. Anyway, I believe that what they've had is just a wonderful experience of being able to handle problems without having to resort to violence. And the question comes in, is this now going to change? Is this going, you know, are they seeing a change in what's happening in their own culture? And if so, why? I'm not going to speculate and say, okay, now, you know, it's time. Iceland, by the way, is a little tiny island off of the coast of Greenland, which is, of course, between us and Europe.
And I guess you would qualify Iceland as a Norse country. A lot of the names are based on Norse mythology and...
No.
Of course, they do have one very popular musician, I'm sure, that plays a big part on your iPod. Bjork.
She's from Iceland?
She's from Iceland, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains a lot. that explains a lot. What you're dealing with is a small island nation with a very small population. How many people do we have in the Wausau area proper? And by that I mean all of the burgs and villages and towns and...
Probably between 90 and 95,000, something like
okay.
that.
Okay, and that's including from Kronenwetter to Rib Mountain.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
All of the areas yeah. around here. So we got close to 100,000.
Right.
All right, so you take this area, multiply it by 3, and that's what you're looking at as far as population for the entire area, the entire nation. There's not a big crime issue. People know each other. People have grown up with a respect for each other, and that's why the crime rate is so low. The diversity is not there.
Hot tubbing together.
Well, I don't know about that, but they're all very much intertwined in each other's lives in various ways. So. That has a lot to do with it. When the population grows as large and as diverse as what we have in our country, 300 million plus, there's a lot of other factors that come into play. So the crime rate and the historical event here, I don't think it can be related to us in the United States. Maybe small towns and so forth and no pun intended, isolated incidences. But I don't think it can be related as a general rule. But I just think it's amazing that here we are in 2013 that this nation had their first shooting by the police. And it's unfortunate, but it is an amazing circumstance. It's an amazing statistic. All right, WSAU, we're going to come right back. There's some other interesting things that I want to talk about and go over when we return. Again, I'd love to hear from you. 715-845-2155. Phone lines are open for you. You can take control of the show today if and you want. Feedback will be right back.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.